Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. You may have heard that positioning is everything. Well, that's true, but only if you want to successfully gain the attention of the decision makers you call on and close more sales. Don't know if you want to do that or not. You see, many sales reps use the term, but too many don't really understand what it means or how to position their products and services. My friends, positioning is everything. You see, positioning, simply put, is how your prospects and customers see your product, and whatever it is, the way they see it is your fault. Now, I use the word fault to get your attention, but realistically, most medical sales representatives' positioning is flawed. That is, it doesn't create a perception of your product that's going to go anywhere. Most salespeople position their products exactly the same as their competition positions their products. And the product is often positioned according to what it is or what it does, when it should be positioned as to the pain or concern that eliminates that is caused by a specific problem or situation. Again, notice I said pain because the key to effective positioning is relating it to what your customer or prospect is feeling. The key is to position emotionally before you position factually, because while it's true that facts do sell, they just don't sell and never will sell as well as emotions do. Let me give you a specific example. Let's say that you sell a bone plate and screws that are used to prepare fractures. Now, this is sort of a plain vanilla item for most orthopedic people, but just work with me on this. You believe that your bone plate is special. It has a cool design, it's made out of a unique alloy, and the customers who are using it are happy with it. Happy to you means they don't complain. Your very biased opinion is that it is the best bone plate on the market. In fact, you like to tell your surgeon prospects exactly that. Doctor, this is the best bone plate on the market. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful? It's sort of like when proud grandparents whip out their iPhones to show you pictures of their grandchildren. You look, you smile, and you say, wow, good-looking kids. Yeah, they're good-looking kids. But what are you really thinking? Well, you're probably thinking, yep, those are kids. Here's what a surgeon thinks when he or she is looking at a bone plate. Yep, it's a bone plate. Regardless of how beautiful or special it is in your eyes to the customer, it's just a generic item. So if you say to Maggie, let's say, the receptionist in Dr. Carlson's office, hi Maggie, does Dr. Carlson have 2 minutes for me to show him my new bone plate? How have you just positioned your bone plate? It's really a pretty simple question. You just positioned it as a freaking bone plate. How excited do you think Dr. Carlson is going to be about a bone plate? Probably about as excited as you would be if Dr. Carlson showed up at your house while you were doing something really important just so he could show you pictures of his grandkids. And just like you're not thinking, boy, I'd really like to see pictures of grandchildren. I hope somebody stops by to show them to me. Dr. Carlson isn't thinking, I hope a salesperson comes by to show me a bone plate. So not a very effective way to position your product, because when you position your product generically, what you're doing is setting yourself up for a loss. The truth is, Dr. Carlson and all of your other customers, they don't want to see products. What they do want is a solution to make their pain go away or to achieve their objectives. So how can your bone plate do that? Okay, I can sense that you're thinking about this. You know that the shape of your bone plate makes it easier to seat on the bone without a lot of repositioning. That makes it easier to use. So you might be thinking, okay, that's it. I'll position my product as being easier to use. Surely Dr. Carlson wants an easier to use bone plate, right? Well, let's think about that for a second. If you've been on my blog and podcast, you know that I often talk about how doctors think. Dr. Carlson is a surgeon, and I might add, with an enormous amount of confidence. The last thing that he thinks about when he's about to put on a bone plate is, oh gosh, that's going to be hard. He's just not worried about it. It's like if I was trying to sell you a soup spoon that doesn't drip. It might be true from a factual perspective that the spoon doesn't drip, but if you're not really having problems with spilling soup onto your pants from inferior soup spoons, you're not going to really care about it. You're going to go, okay, it's a soup spoon, big deal. So what is it that you know about surgeons when they are doing a surgical procedure using a device? What is it that drives them crazy and makes them angry? Well, we know that it often doesn't take much to drive a surgeon crazy. It could be anything from the color of the circulating nurse's nail polish to an X-ray tech he doesn't like. But let's focus relative to this product. Many surgeons don't like devices that are complicated, right? They don't like learning curves, which they sometimes refer to as the fiddle factor. So what emotion might a surgeon feel if he or she is experiencing the fiddle factor? Well, how about frustration? How about anger? Maybe he or she has a concern that they're going to be late for their next surgery or their office hours, or maybe that the patient might not get a good result. So here's where it pays off big time to tailor your positioning to the customer. Let's say that you know that Dr. Carlson's pet peeve is when surgeries take too long. To him, time is money, and when it takes longer to do a simple procedure, it just frustrates the heck out of him. He likes to work with people and products that save him time and help him to avoid frustration. Okay, you got that in your head? So let's look at that bone plate of yours again, but this time with Dr. Carlson's temperament and preferences in mind. How might you position it now? How about as a fixation device that reduces frustration in the OR while reducing surgical time an average of 30%? Dr. Carlson has zero interest in a bone plate, but he's always interested in saving time and avoiding frustration. That's his buying criteria. So should you position your product to other prospects the same way? Only if they have the same buying criteria as Dr. Carlson's. Always position your product or service so as to address the real emotional buying criteria of your prospects and customers. So you might be thinking, oh, all right, that's pretty cool, but how do I determine a prospect's or customer's buying criteria? Well, gosh, guess what? That's another element of your medical selling skills, which is also why you listen to this podcast and read books and blogs about medical selling. You do read books and blogs about medical selling, don't you? Positioning. That is, sales positioning is everything. Make sure you know how to effectively position your product, and yourself for that matter, for each customer you sell to, or you're going to be outsold by a competitor who does a better job of positioning their product than you do positioning yours. Positioning is that important. Spend a little time on this before every call and watch your sales take off. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me. It is my privilege to help you improve your medical sales outcomes. And if you would like a high-energy program for your next sales meeting or training event that will lead to a higher percentage of your salespeople hitting quota without making costly mistakes, give me a call at 561-333-8080 and let's talk specifics. You have nothing to lose but your own frustration that comes from not hitting your sales expectations. And keep in mind, folks, that whatever you do in this wonderful industry, including positioning your product, the patient always comes first. By the way, did you know you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes? Just go to iTunes and search for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I'll talk to you soon. Go out there and make a difference. Bye for now.